from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
This is Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite segment. There's Fan Text Line, Vancouver Ford Text Line, 503-864-6326. Question real quick that I will address. Why is Reinsdorf an idiot for firing Guillen? Does he get no credit for hiring him? Yes, he gets credit for hiring him. They won a World Series. He is not an idiot for firing him. Guillen definitely deserved to get fired as the team got really bad. But fast forward 20 years later and Reinsdorf is like, I don't know, Trump-level stupid right now. Just like an old man that's lost his way. Or Biden, whichever way you go. He's just old now and doesn't know what the hell's going on.
Can I read?
He hired Tony La Russa for crying out loud.
Can I read his Fidel Castro quote? I love Fidel Castro. I respect Fidel Castro. You know why? A lot of people have wanted to kill Fidel Castro for the last 53 years, but that mofo is still here.
That mofo is still here. And he didn't say mofo.
No,
he didn't. Hey, it says here
the quote
in quotes,
is mofo?
Mofo, yeah. Oh. No, that, I am not doing that
for... That is so 2008.
I'm not doing that for FCC purposes. That is what he said.
All right, we'll move on. This is Fair or Foul. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Schultze.
What's going on, guys? You know, I could talk Ozzie all night. didn't he call out, like, the White Sox players for being so terrible that nobody would want them?
He's That's like, what he said about
a couple weeks ago.
He was
ago,
like,
yeah.
Trade deadline. Why are you getting ready to leave? Nobody wants you. Yeah, I think he said nobody wants your sorry ass.
Yeah, who would want you? For real. Yeah, and I'm sure he probably called them all sorry asses.
Bunch of mofos.
Pull a Deion Sanders and just get a whole new roster if he takes over next season, right? That turnover. All right, guys, I got 3 fair or foul questions tonight, and then a little bit of a fun announcement. It's related to the show, so I wanted to let you guys know something that's happening pretty cool in my life and wanted to pass it along. But let's start off with this was so fun. I really want to try to stump you guys again with the list of may or may not have been Seattle Mariners.
We're doing this again.
Because this, I picked players. I tried to find players that you'd all remember, okay?
All right.
I didn't go like obscure.
Sprague's former uncle or something
exactly.
Like that.
Like I've never played for any other team besides the Mariners. I really tried to find some
played
good
one
names.
Game in 84.
Exactly. Well, hey, this actually might be something on this list, but at least it's a name you know. Okay, guys, so fair or foul, all 4 of these players have spent time in a Seattle Mariners uniform. Rich Aurelia, our show's favorite pitching coach, Mike Maddox, Ricky Henderson, and Mike Sweeney. Fair or foul, all 4 of these players have spent time in a Seattle Mariners uniform. Rich Aurelia, Mike Maddox, Ricky Henderson, or Mike Sweeney?
Sweeney, yes. I'm pretty confident on that.
Ricky, yes. Ricky's a hard yes.
A hard yes.
I think Rich Aurelia is a hard yes as well.
What was that one? What's the fourth one we're missing there?
Oh, pitching coach Mike Maddox.
Mike Maddox.
Our boy.
Damn it.
Our boy Mike Maddox. That's the one I don't know. I think the other three are hard yeses. I know Ricky's a hard yes.
I'm going to say fair. Just for S and Gigs. I have no leaning anywhere on this, but I'm pretty confident about Sweeney. That's the only one I am confident about.
Going against, and I am 100% confident about Ricky.
Yeah.
Going against what most people do on the other shows on this station and be the outside, I am going to agree with Joe and say fair.
Nice. You guys nailed it. Good job.
Yeah.
See, I was trying to have some fun with this. I don't want to completely stump you, and I'm the only one that's thinking of guys like Joe Bimel who pitched for the Mariners.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
He was like, what? All right, so yeah, Rich Aurelia, really quickly, was signed to play a one-year deal with the Seattle Mariners in 2004 after coming off of a nice season with the Giants, played absolutely horribly for them. I mean, hitting 240 back in the day, I guess today that's good, but back then it was bad.
Rich Aurelia, strong goatee.
Oh, he was...
like one of the most perfectly kept, brilliant goatees I've ever seen.
He was like very, very clean cut lines on that hair. Mm-hmm. Actually still has that same rockin' goatee, I believe.
Sure he does.
Speaking of guys on TV coverage for teams, I think Rich Aurelia handles like the post game analyst coverage for the Giants. So people see him all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say shortstop for the Giants for a while.
Yeah. Actually ended up playing back in San Francisco to finish his career, but ended up getting traded to the Reds during that 04 season and the Padres, signed with the Reds the next year and ended up having a career resurgence. So it's like playing in Seattle sucked for him. Mike Maddox did play in Seattle. You guys were wondering about that. The 1997 season, he spent 6 games in a Seattle Mariners uniform.
It counts.
Only pitched 10 innings.
That's our boy.
10 ERA.
10 innings in 6 games. That's a lot.
I believe he got injured that year. I think that's why. He did sign with them, but was intending to play more, but just got injured. But funny one there. You remember how hard he has on Ricky Henderson. Of course, the 2000 season after getting released by the New York Mets, I think it was like May-ish, signed with the Seattle Mariners and ended up hitting a few home runs for him. Just a nice season. Ended up getting them to the wild card that year in 2000. And then finally, Mike Sweeney. That was
Kansas City Royal legend.
Mike Sweeney ended up signing a spring training invitee contract with the Mariners the year that they had acquired Ken Griffey Jr. back. The first of his 2 seasons with the Mariners before he retired. And Mike Sweeney ended up hitting like 500 in spring training. Just played so well that the Mariners had to give him a job. And actually extended his career a couple of years, ended up playing, I think, hitting 280 for the Mariners, and then getting traded again after making the team for them in spring training the next season. So pretty cool. Just kind of a trip down memory lane, some names that have been popping up my head.
I saw Ricky on Reddit yesterday. That's how I knew it.
An AMA? Or just a Ricky Henderson?
Just a picture of him.
Yeah. Oh, like in a Mariners uniform?
In a Mariners uniform.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, dude.
How do I know you're...
I'm on the front page of the internet, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it's okay. It's the internet. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fair or foul number two. This is regarding a former Mariner, Ty France, on the Cincinnati Reds right now after being DFA'd by Seattle, signed with them for the league minimum, and not playing horribly, hitting .233, three bombs, but 10 hits so far, and 21 total bases with a couple of doubles.
I guess that isn't horrible, no.
No, it's a lot better. He hit three homers in, what, the last 10, 12 games, as opposed to, like, eight homers with 90 total games with the Mariners all season. So, guys, fair or foul, Ty France will turn his career around in Cincinnati with the Reds.
Foul. Washed.
Yeah, I'm not buying that a whole lot.
I repeat, foul. Washed.
Yeah, it's the last couple of years have been rough on old Ty. Hey, we just spent a segment talking about Victor Robles, you know, resurging his career.
It's kind of what got me thinking washed. About this.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. He made an All-Star game. Great career, dude. Have fun. You can tell your grandkids. Brad.
All-time leading Mariner in hits by pitches. That's something to take with
Wonderful.
You.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right? In a very short amount of time.
Wonderful.
Weird stat. All right, guys. Know how you feel about Ty France. Fair or foul number three. The Houston Astros have been playing a hell of a lot better in the last 2 months than they did to start this season. Currently leading the AL West by a game over the Seattle Mariners. Alex Bregman helping them. He's hit four homers in the last four games.
Stupid.
Yeah, talking about Yordan Alvarez still slugging. They're doing all this without Kyle Tucker right now. Fair or foul, guys. This team will make the playoffs this season. We were saying that there really isn't a dominant team in 2024 MLB, but the Astros at this point are playing well enough, but will they regress to early season Houston at the wrong time?
I'll go first on this one. Seattle's kind of catching up a little bit in wild card, because I think for a while there it was like, if Seattle wants to make the playoffs, they got to win the division. Houston's been really hot. Bregman's it. Verlander's going to be back in a moment. Framber Valdez looks pretty solid. The bullpen outside of Presley is pretty good, which is wild because Presley was a top five guy a couple years ago. This team is peaking at the right point. And we talked two segments ago about lack of dominance. Of all the teams leading their division, the only team that's hot right now is the Houston Astros. I'll say fair. I think they make the playoffs. I'd be surprised if they make it as a wild card. I will take Houston to win the American League West right now.
I'm going to say fair as well. That's what I had at the beginning of the season. I've stuck to my guns all year long. At the trade deadline, I feel like Mariners did make better moves.
Yeah, everybody hated the Yusei Kikuchi move.
And he's been really good.
He's been really good.
In his two starts, it's like 11 strikeouts and then 8 strikeouts.
He was okay today, but they still beat the Rays. They won.
Yeah.
They won, and he pitched solid.
Yes.
I think he only gave up one run in 5 innings.
Yeah. I'm sticking with the Astros, but you mentioned that both of these teams, because of their winning ways lately, have been gaining ground on the wild card. I thought that it was going to be like only one of these teams makes it in the playoffs. They, the Mariners, 2 games behind Kansas City, and they won wild card standings. You got to hope that the Red Sox falter off a little bit and you can leapfrog them as well, but
and I believe the Red Sox will follow.
A lot of games left to be played and a small margin for those playoff berths.
Yeah, and if there's any chance that Kyle Tucker comes back, Kyle Tucker, Bregman hitting the way he is, Alvarez, who hates baseballs so much
and
that
hates
he hits
video
them,
boards too.
And video boards, like Yordan Alvarez hates baseball more than Major League Baseball hates baseball, so he just crushes it further than anybody else. Like, if Tucker can come back, this Astros team, I hate to say it, is very scary. Especially old man Verlander.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about Verlander.
Speaking of jugs.
Cat daddy.
Ooh.
Cat daddy.
I can watch that clip of Kate Upton, Justin Verlander just throwing the ball over the dugout to her all day. Like her
you
smiling.
Need to look at Kate Upton. Cat daddy is what you need to do.
Not on a work computer, though.
Eh. That'll be fine.
All right, guys, and then just a quick announcement. Really, really cool. Found out this week that I'm getting the opportunity to host a Seattle Mariners podcast.
Hey!
So I'm excited. I'm gonna get
I like that.
Appreciate it, man. Excited. It's a company called Believe. It's a digital media company. They've been doing a lot of team-based podcasts already for years. And excited to find out that I'm getting that opportunity. Going to try to find a former player to partner up with to do that. But really stoked to get that going here next week. So just wanted to let you guys know. I will be talking Seattle Mariners officially for somebody here very shortly. So my teal obsession will get to be poured even more into another program. So
that is amazing. We here at 1080 are extremely happy for you, and right here on the hot corner, Jordan, we support you in all this. Nobody knows Mariners like you do, and I'll speak for Joe on this. If there's anything him or I can do for you to make this thing successful, you just let us know.
Appreciate you guys. Seriously, I'll love to have you guys on. It'd be fun.
Full body paint teal. Ooh. Every show. Like Tobias from Arrested Development.
No, you should City Connect body paint. Straight blue and then legs black.
Oh, anything but their cream colored piss uniform.
You go black leg, you're getting canceled.
What about the black and red alternates they had around 2000? Oh,
the Future Connects?
Yeah, Future Connects.
The Turn Ahead the Clock?
Yeah, Turn Ahead the Clock.
Those are badass.
That's the only way you can prove yourself.
Sleeveless Schultzy. I want to see sleeveless Schultzy.
You're giving me some ideas. I like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.